You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. It has been a little while since I have been here and since there has been a new episode. This was not planned. This break was kind of unexpected. And in the spirit of authenticity and honesty and kind of as catharsis for myself, I wanted to kind of share a bit about what's been going on. Typically, I release a new episode every week and have been doing so since about a year and a half ago. We're coming up on 2 years of the show this spring, which is kind of wild. So taking an extended break like this was not something that I had planned. And if it was planned, I probably would have prepared a little bit more and kind of given listeners a heads up of, hey, we're going to take a break, but stay tuned. There's more to come. So if you have been a listener of this show for a while and you're wondering what happened, don't unsubscribe from the show. It's back. We're not going anywhere. But I'm just going to talk a little bit kind of about what's been going on and where I have a vision for things to go and kind of what's been going on in my personal life that I'm bringing into my work. If you've listened to this show for a while, you probably know that I had a baby in October of 2023. This was my third child. It was my first daughter. And since her arrival, it's been a real struggle for me. In my private practice, I work with perinatal mood and anxiety disorders. I have had postpartum anxiety with my first two babies. And so I knew what to look for. I even took some steps before my daughter was born to really try to help prepare myself for if and when I experienced that postpartum anxiety. A lot of times for me, it has shown up in regards to breastfeeding and feeding my babies because I've struggled with that with each of them for different reasons. I even worked specifically with a therapist before her arrival to kind of help look at my anxiety around breastfeeding and, you know, help really get me prepared for what's to come. Kind of as I expected, my daughter did struggle with eating. She did struggle with being able to nurse in general, but also a lot of digestive and gut issues. If you've listened to the show, you know my oldest son has severe food allergies, and she was showing some similar symptoms in her first couple months of life, blood in the stool, very mucousy diapers, just inconsolable. And so that just created a lot of anxiety for me. I was working with a lactation consultant who actually was trained in working with food reactivity. And if you want to learn more about all of that, I highly, highly recommend going back and listening to episode 79 with Dr. Trill. Working with clients who have babies with food reactivity is such an important and needed piece of work. And so in my own journey, having a baby with food reactivity created a lot of stress because it required me to change everything about my diet, created this level of hypersensitivity and hypervigilance about what her diapers look like, what am I eating, what isn't everything that I'm consuming. And so we, you know, kind of found a rhythm with that to a degree after a few months, but it still was very stressful. My anxiety around that, because I felt like we were managing her food reactivity with my diet, but the anxiety did start to subside a bit. And I went back to seeing clients in March of 2024. Around that same time, we found out that we were going to be moving to Virginia in the summer of 2024 with the Coast Guard. We knew this move was coming. We knew that it was going to be a big move from where we were in Florida because just of how military life works. If you are familiar with that, you know, like there's a cycle, you know, every 3 or 4 years or whatever the timeline is that there will be a move happening. So the move in and of itself was not unexpected, but we did not find out where that move was going to be to until a few months before. Again, like with the military, a lot of times, you know, one of the slogans is like, it's a lot of hurry up and wait. Up until we knew where we were going, there really wasn't a whole lot we could do. We couldn't schedule movers. We couldn't look at schools. We couldn't find doctors for our family. We couldn't look at housing because we didn't know where we were going. But once you know, then it's like all of this stuff has to happen. You've got to find a house. You have to consider where is that house located because of all the things your family needs or the commute. And we were moving to an area that we had visited before because we had family living there at one point. But we really didn't know the area in depth and, you know, what it was that we needed. That was a whole other piece of stress. We, you know, took a trip to try and go like for 72 hours to try to find a house. And so again, like it was just this additional piece of stress added in with adjusting to being a family of five and a baby and two little boys that are very intense and high needs.
Are you a mental health practitioner looking to streamline your administrative tasks and get rid of the overwhelm of running your practice? Look no further than Simple Practice, the electronic health record designed with you in mind. Simple Practice isn't just another electronic health record. It's your secret weapon for simplifying the chaos. From scheduling appointments to billing and beyond, Simple Practice has everything you need to run your practice efficiently and effectively. With Simple Practice, you can finally reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters, your clients and your family. Gone are the days of scrambling to manage appointments and billing. Simple Practice handles it all seamlessly so you can spend less time stressing and more time connecting. With Simple Practice, you can schedule appointments with ease, send automated appointment reminders to reduce no-shows, and even conduct secure video sessions all within one platform. Plus, their HIPAA-compliant telehealth feature ensures that your client's privacy is always protected. Simple Practice also streamlines your billing process, allowing you to create and send professional invoices, accept credit card payments, and even submit insurance claims all with just a few clicks. Simple Practice has designed their platform to be intuitive and easy to use because they know that your time is precious and every moment counts. So whether you're squeezing in clients between school pickups and sports practices or catching up on paperwork during nap time, Simple Practice has your back. Join the ranks of empowered women and mom therapists who are revolutionizing their practice with Simple Practice. Ready to streamline your practice and simplify your life? Head over to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice to start your 30-day free trial and get up to $200 off your paid subscription. Trust me, you won't know how you ever lived without it. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting.
As we were preparing for this move, my oldest son's anxiety really started to increase, and it was impacting everybody's lives and his poor little body and his life in ways that we had never expected before. And so it created a lot of stress for the whole household. It really stirred up for me a lot of overwhelm and triggered my own anxiety and just this need to try to help provide as much support for him, knowing that we were going to have to basically redo all of that support after we get to our new house. Add in to all of that, a newborn baby who just wouldn't sleep unless she was being held or was nursing. Like, I became a pacifier. She is one of those Velcro babies, and she just always wanted to be held and wanted to be held by me. She wanted to be a part of the action. It was really difficult to get anything done when she was home. It was just this build of emotion and intensity. You know, as all of this stuff started to build and as my anxiety and my emotion started to build, it just became this kind of out of control overwhelm. I began finding myself feeling really angry. And when I was struggling, when I was crying, if you asked me, like, what did I feel? I was going to tell you, I feel angry right now. Anger was what I was experiencing in those moments. And it wasn't necessarily like I was angry at my baby or I was angry at my husband per se. Really what it boiled down to is I was angry at the situation and I was angry at systems that I felt truly failed to support me as a mom. I was angry at a society that doesn't value me enough as a woman to truly come alongside me in my deepest and darkest time to offer me tangible help. I was angry that I couldn't work as much as I wanted to, or really as much as I needed to, because I was so exhausted because my baby wouldn't sleep. I was angry that my husband's job claimed to be, you know, super supportive of paternity leave and allow him to take all this time, and that he could supposedly be of this support and help to me, but they actually still required him to be working and not of true help for me at a time when I most desperately needed it. I was angry that we didn't have a support system that we could lean on because of how military life has kind of left us feeling really alone and away from family way too often. I was angry that I needed support for my oldest child and resources and services, but I couldn't access those without breaking the bank or even finding those services available. I just felt anger. And in that anger, my patience got smaller and smaller, my fuse shorter and shorter. And I found myself taking that anger out on people that didn't deserve it, my kids, my husband. And while my anger was personal about my situation, I recognized that I was in a position of privilege. And while I was suffering, I knew many other women also have and are suffering in the exact same ways, oftentimes in manners as marginalized individuals, meaning that there's additional stressors, additional systems that are oppressing and hurting them. So I felt the last really year a lot of anger just at life for the way the world wants us as women to be the main caregivers, but also wants us to thrive in our careers and also take care of everyone else. But who is taking care of us? And it's not enough to just be like, well, go get a massage, go get your nails done. Like, that is not taking care of us. Systems are not set up to truly care for women, and especially mothers, not in this society that we currently live in the United States. And in the current political climate, where many are trying to continue to espouse narratives that keep women oppressed and strip us of our rights, it has never been more clear my purpose. My business, Raise to Empower, and this podcast has always been about empowering women and mom clinicians in building and growing practices that allow them to have time freedom, flexibility, and autonomy. But beyond just helping women learn how to build their practice, I want to advocate against systems that make it harder for them to start businesses, that make it harder for them to take time off from work to have babies, that hold them back from feeling supported as women and moms, that impact their own physical and mental health, systems that don't support them. This show and everything I do is to help support other women and moms by empowering them to build a practice that gives them that flexibility and autonomy, and also to help them when systems and society seem to be fighting against them, to support them in that time, to help connect them to resources
individuals and information that will help them during those times and to help fight against and stop those systems that oppress them and contribute to them feeling that way. I have not felt good, and I don't want any other woman to feel the way I do. And I know, unfortunately, so many do. And so if they do feel that way, I want to help them feel better and know that they are not alone. I recently saw someone post a question in a different therapist group saying, where would my career and bank account be if I weren't a mom? And I honestly never felt more seen than in that question. And I don't think that that is just unique to us therapists, but there are so many things that women are unspokenly expected to do and be when they become a mom or a caretaker. And that impact radiates beyond just the physical care of another human being. I ask myself this question that this individual was asking. I ask myself all the time, if I didn't have kids or if I had support, what would life be like? And I think that this question really gets to the heart so many things that we feel in the work that we do. Being a mom absolutely impacts our career, and it shouldn't. And our career also impacts us being a mom, which is why I'm a big advocate for working for yourself so that you can have the ability to say yes or no to the things that align with you and work for you and your family. But working for yourself does come with certain risks and certain needs that are typically taken care of when you work for someone else. But that doesn't mean that it's not worth taking that risk of finding ways to make it work. And yet, at the same time, we need a world, a society, a country, a community that fosters this and encourages this in all of us. This is the framework for everything that I do in supporting women and mom clinicians. This is the essence of values and beliefs that I want to make sure are woven through every coaching session, training course, or podcast episode that I produce. So I'm committing to building a community of women and mom clinicians who are here to take charge of their own future and legacy and need a champion in their corner to cheer them on and support them in their journey. Motherhood can be lonely. Being in private practice can be lonely. Working online only can be lonely, but we don't have to feel alone. We don't have to feel like we are struggling in our personal life and in our work life. We can find ways to lean on one another and champion one another, and I'm committed to fostering this. While this big break from the show was not anticipated, you can expect to find new episodes here again weekly. And so I want to invite you to subscribe to this show if you haven't done so already. That way, each new episode is released, it will automatically be there for you in your podcast feed. And share this episode, share this show with another woman, another mom that you think could use the same message, could use the same support. I'm excited for things that I'm planning for the next few months to help foster community and support for you. And I'm excited for where this show is going and what's to come. So stay tuned, subscribe, and I'll see you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.